Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a $2.5 billion Clean Water Infrastructure Act into law while in Auburn yesterday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a big chunk of money is going to help officials along Owasco Lake clean drinking water threatened by algae blooms.
Auburn Mayor Michael Quill is pleased the state will pony up about $2 million to help pay for filtration systems meant to eliminate toxins produced by the blue-green algae blooms that plague Owasco Lake.
It's like having Christmas come early this year.
The city and the town of Owasco are planning to install activated charcoal systems that will filter drinking water pulled from the lake. Governor Cuomo admits the treatment option is a short-term fix, noting the state will help work on a more permanent solution going forward.
That is more septic, that is more agricultural controls, that is more sustainable development, that is more geographic work to keep runoff from going into the lake. So we'll be working on both the short-term and the long-term together.
Toxins from blue-green algae turned up in tests of drinking water last year. The state health department warns residents to stay away from blue-green algae because it can cause health problems for humans and animals. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.